So we talked a little bit yesterday, but I wanted to bring Sam Panionovic, formerly of WGN Radio Sports and now someplace out in Las Vegas where they do gambling. I wanted to bring Sam onto the show to talk a little bit about what's going to or is not going to happen in Illinois. Hi, Sam. How are you?
King John, good to be with you. By the way, before we get into what happens in Illinois, you can also bet on the royal wedding. You know that, right? You can bet on whether Prince Harry will get married in the uniform. You can bet on whether he'll have a beard, and you can also bet on the Queen's hat color. So it's crazy out here for that stuff, too.
My wife asked me if I thought he would shave, and I said I think he will. I'm not sure where Brenda was on this one. What's the line on that? What's the number?
I didn't have a number on the shaving, but I have a number on the hat. If you like Queen E to have an apricot hat, 8-1. If you like an orange hat, 14-1. How about a gold hat, 33-1?
I'm going apricot.
Apricot. So, so Sam, the state of New Jersey petitioned the Supreme Court, and they said, "Yeah, New Jersey, there's nothing sacred about Nevada. Other states should be able to have gaming as well." And now they say as many as 30 states in the next 5 years will have legal gambling up and running. They say in New Jersey it could be 2-3 weeks, and they'll be ready to take bets on New York Mets baseball games. What are you hearing about all of this?
They'll be taking bets at Monmouth Park. We were told by the end of the month. So they'll be ready to go and take your money by the NBA Finals, which starts, you know, right around the end of May, beginning of June. So that's what we're hearing about New Jersey. And, of course, the language, if you missed yesterday, it was a big ruling. PASPA was the law. The Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act, which went into play in 1992, which pretty much said that no states outside of Nevada could place wagers or take wagers on sports betting, and that was ruled as unconstitutional. So now, on a state-by-state basis, every state, including Illinois, has the option to introduce legislature and pass the bill and then implement, whether it's betting parlors, open up a sports book in a casino, or, you know, possibly hedge fund managers pooling money together to open up their own businesses. This is going to be the Wild West here across the country in all reality.
But it's just a measure of convenience then, because I can already bet on all those things in Las Vegas, but I have to be in Las Vegas to do it, right?
That's correct. So it's only legal to do it in Las Vegas right now. That'll be Las Vegas and New Jersey by the end of the month. But when you really think about it, The global markets have been prominent, you know, the Costa Ricas and the Curacaos, that the offshore markets where you could put a credit card down and put your money in a different country and bet there. America's been losing so much money to other countries. At the same time, last year there was reported by Bloomberg and the New York Post that there was about $150 billion wagered illegally in America last year. $150 billion. So the government realizes, hey, we can get a piece of this now. Let's do it.
So what will we be betting on? I mean, will it be the five majors, the four major sports? What sort of games will these casinos or off-track betting sites be offering for us?
NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, NCAA, and we've also heard that the PGA will be a possibility. So
if you're wondering,
driving around right now in Chicago, can I bet on the Cubs? In the relatively near future, yes. Can I bet on the Bears in Chicago? Yes, you can. So you can walk into a candy store pretty much and take anything you want from any professional league and also college sports as well. This is full steam ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, you will be able to do that in New Jersey or in Nevada, but nowhere else. I mean, Illinois hasn't passed that. The Tribune has an editorial today, Sam, and it says you've probably seen it. It said the time has come. This is an idea whose time has come. They said it won't wipe out our deficit, but it'll be a nice chunk of change in Illinois. And they said for the people that are compulsive gamblers, some of the money should go to gambling cessation programs. They also remind us that you can sign up voluntarily to have casinos bar you from entry. If you know you have a problem and you have a sane or sober moment, say, don't let me in, and then they won't let you in, even if you decide later on you want to. You're on the list, you can't. Those are interesting sort of fail-safes. But the Tribune says, let's go. Let's go get that money.
They make money off us in other ways, other vices. They make money on us when we buy alcohol, when we buy cigarettes. So this is just another vice. I mean, let's be real about it. I mean, alcohol, they make more bad things happen off alcohol than anything else. And that's, you know, one of the biggest vices in the world. Yeah. So, you know, this is just a chance to make some money. You know, I talked to a couple legislators in Springfield, a couple state reps and a couple senators, and they think it's not a matter of if, it's when. And I know that they really believe J.B. Pritzker, should he win, he wants revenue, and he wants it right away. And there's no better way to get started in January when session starts in 2019. Assuming he wins, could still be Rauner, of course, but if Pritzker wins, he's going to put the full court press on here and try and pass this by January of 2019. And the over-under, let's use that term, the over-under on the date that I have been told that what these people believe is July 1, 2019, that it'll be legal to actually walk somewhere in Illinois and make a bet.
Where would that be, Sam? How would that work? Do you know?
Well, it's a good question. There are a lot of questions, John, that are flowing from different directions, and honestly, there are not many answers yet. In Vegas, it's at sports books, but Vegas also has betting kiosks. So, for example, if I'm walking down the strip, there are X amount of kiosks where I can walk up and put in cash and on a little computer screen and print out a bet ticket. In Illinois, it's interesting. You would think racetracks historically, but isn't Arlington the only track still open, right? There's only one racetrack now, I believe. I think everything else is shut down. So Arlington could be an option. I think casinos would be an option. There's 10 casinos in Illinois. 5 of them are near Chicago. So they could open up sports books, but you also might have betting parlors where somebody just puts some money, you know, you get investors, you roll everything together, and you buy a building on whatever block, say it's Armitage and Western, and you open up John Williams Sportsbook, and you take bets. You know, there are so many ways to do this, but I would initially lean to the casinos that are existing, the track Arlington that still exists, but at the same time, you could see big businesses get involved. You could see corporations get involved. This is, like I said, this is the Wild West, and now everybody wants a piece.
What do you think of kiosks or ways to bet at the venues themselves?
I think it's inevitable, if we're being honest. In London, in the UK, if you go to an EPL game, if you go to a soccer game out in the UK, when you walk in, you get handed a betting menu. You can bet on who scores the first goal, which team, which player, what's the score at halftime, what's the final score, how many goals will be scored. They have live wagering in these stadiums in the UK. This is popular in UK. In Australia, in France, even in Canada. They've been doing this for years, and the language that we've heard of, what we've been told, is that America has really been in the dark age when it comes to betting on sports, because you can only do it in one place, and that's in Nevada. But I would imagine it'll take time. You can't rush into this, too, as you know, as you imagine. You can't just throw all this stuff together. But I would imagine in 3, 4, 5 years, you can walk into Wrigley Field and bet on a Cubs game and bet in the fifth inning, say the Cubs are losing 3-1, and you want to bet on the Cubs to win, you get a much better payout because they're down a couple runs. You'll probably be able to do that in Wrigley Field within 5 years.
Do you have any different feelings about college games being wagered on?
It's a slippery slope, isn't it? Because I'm not worried so much about professional athletes, right? They make too much money. I mean, there are baseball players that make $300,000 a game, you know, some even more when you think about the contracts they make. But in college, we still don't pay our athletes, and that's been the other elephant in the room. Do they start to actually think about the NCAA paying college athletes? I don't know that you could ever do that because you have too many athletes and too many sports, and let's be honest, not a lot of the sports make any revenue. So that's another issue for another day.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But you're suggesting here that an unpaid college athlete might go ahead and be part of a wager on a game he's participating in and might be inclined to throw the game. Am I reading too much into this? Because he's not getting paid anyway.
I'm not suggesting that, but isn't that certainly a possibility? I mean, let's be honest here. Somebody doesn't make any money. Somebody asked me, are there any winners and any losers? And I said, well, the winners is the casino industry, the sports betting industry, the state governments, you know, pro teams, pro owners, more eyes on the product and everything. And the losers are young gamblers and people that shouldn't gamble, and the other losers are college athletes, because now you're telling them that they're not good enough to be paid, but at the same time, other people can put their money on your games. And that doesn't seem to be fair. So that needs to be ironed out in some way, shape, or form, does it not?
I got to take a break here on WGN Radio. Do you have to break on the satellite? Do you have commercials?
I can hang out with you for a couple more minutes.
All right, I'm going to pause. If you can stay with me till 57, I'd like that, Sam.
I can.
All right, Sam Panionovich is on a phone line. the phone number is 312-981-7200. You may have a question or comment. We would sure take it. Sam Panionovich is on a phone. He's talking to us a little bit from Las Vegas about, well, how do folks hear you, by the way, Sam?
They can listen on SiriusXM 204. The station is called VSiN, V-S-I-N. And we're also, we have an app called the VSiN app, and we're on VSiN.com. So several ways you can listen to VSiN.
And it's all sports gambling, right?
Sports betting radio, pretty much. That's what it is. It's a big day for us yesterday, as you well know.
Why? I mean, just because of this breaking news?
Yes, because now the green light has been given for states to do this on a state-by-state basis and legalize gambling. I mean, it's essentially the green light for the entire country to put it into play. So it's big for us being what we are and what we do. So, you know, we're an information station, and if it's legal across the country now, it's good for business.
Sam, do people ever bet on your show?
Can we take odds as to
how many calls you're going to take in one day,
or
quickly you'll hang up on someone? I want a little action on your show.
No kidding. You could find ways to quantify it and place a book on it, like when will be the first flub that he makes or something like that.
We do bet each other from time to time, but I hadn't thought about that. I'll bring that up at our next meeting, though, how we can make money on people betting on our actual shows. How long will this segment be? How long will this interview be? That's a good idea.
Right. Well, when's the last next? Someone's going to say a phrase, you know, like, it is what it is, or
right,
no doubt about it. Or
yeah, but then, knowing that, I mean, pardon me for trying to make a point out of all of this, but then you guys could throw that, depending on who is betting on what and whom. I mean, will states have to ensure then that the league, that the athletes themselves don't bet on the games, or that's not a state issue, that's a league issue, right?
That is a league issue, but it's also going to have to be wound into either a state law, or if, you know, some way, shape, or form, they have this federal blanket that Mark Cuban's been asking for. Mark Cuban doesn't like the state-by-state deal. He wants it to be, you know, contracted federally, so across the nation. I don't know if that's going to happen. Look, you're asking great questions. We just don't know the answers, John. I mean, this got passed yesterday. This got passed like 30 hours ago. So there are so many things that have to be ironed out here. You have to do this the right way. It has to be legal. It has to be taxable. You have to file the paperwork. So they're all good questions, but I don't have these answers yet. Nobody does.
By the way, just let Don correct you on one thing here. I just hung up on Sam Panionovich. Thank you, Sam, for joining us. Hey, Don, you said there's three racetracks in Illinois. Arlington Heights. I'm going to guess the other one is DuCoin. Does DuCoin still race?
No. Well, they do during the state fair.
Yeah.
We actually have Hawthorne Racecourse, which is runs year-round. It has harness and thoroughbred.
Right.
When it's running harness right now, which is running harness at the moment, because thoroughbreds just moved to Arlington Park. Arlington runs May through September.
Right.
Hawthorne runs harness when thoroughbreds are not there, and thoroughbreds when we're not running at Arlington Park. And then there's also Fairmont Park in Collinsville, Illinois, which runs thoroughbreds during the summer.
You know your stuff. I appreciate the help on this.
And, you know, I just want to make one comment. Horse tracks really do need the help. They should have been the ones who got the slots, not the spas, because horse racing is an agricultural business that supports thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs here in Illinois. And without the racetracks being here, those jobs will be gone.
Don, I appreciate your phone call. And so with that, Sam, just a little detail on there. So we have three different places to watch the ponies in Illinois, and presumably bet then on sports there as well.
Yes.
Don, thanks for the phone call. And Sam, thank you for your time. Yep, I appreciate you both joining us.